Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
12:41 the time. Welcome back into The Whole Show. Live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. We have Rams Weekly coming up later today at 5 o'clock. Kevin, you get the chains on the tires, all that stuff? You ready to go?
Absolutely. No little snow is going to slow down Rams Weekly.
I don't think so, man. I don't think anything is going to stop Rams Weekly. And hopefully, you know, the Rams can find ways to stop Air Force coming up this weekend. I want to talk to you about football coming up in a moment. But let's look at the CSU basketball side of things. Start off the season 3-0. They've got this tournament coming up, the Shriners Children's Charlton Classic. We'll see South Carolina coming up at 3 for this team. What do you make of CSU's 3-0 start, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, everything good so far. You know, not going to get carried away or anything with the start. You know, it's not like it was a murderer's row of opponents, but actually, kind of ironically, after each game, the team CSU beat has then had a performance that kind of makes your eyes perk up a bit and go, oh man, maybe that was a better win than we thought. But there's so many crazy results in college basketball already in the first 2 weeks. So being 3-0 is a good place no matter who you've played. And then you figure CSU's going through a lot of transition and change and a lot is happening. So to be, learning while winning is a good way to be right now.
Yeah, and with all, like you said, with all the questions coming into the season and, waiting to see what when Isaiah Stevens is going to make his return. Obviously, we know that's down the road. To start the season 3-0, I mean, you got to be feeling pretty good about yourself. What does this tournament look like to you, Kevin? I mean, like South Carolina, I see they're 2-0. I don't know a lot about them at this point, but, nice opportunity. Tournament play early on. We talked about it last year, how beneficial early tournament games were ultimately for CSU. A nice test here, a nice opportunity for Colorado State.
Yeah, this is a really good tournament. And you mentioned CSU last year in the Paradise Jam. That really catapulted their season in a lot of ways, and this is a much better field than the Paradise Jam was. You have South Carolina, that's a really intriguing game. You know, they're a team that's probably toward the bottom of the SEC, which is a good deep conference, but they do have G.G. Jackson, who is one of the top five recruits in the country. So they have some really elite-level talent. And the team that started well, they have a new coach. I think people are really optimistic. I was on a show out there yesterday. They're really optimistic about the future. So this is a team that it's hard to tell, but anytime you get a chance to face one of those power conference teams, it's a good opportunity. And really, this sets the tone for the tournament. If you win this first game, then you're going to get two really good opponents in the next two games, no matter what. If you lose this one, you're still going to face good opponents, but the lesser end of the tournament. So it's a really, really good field. Penn State, I think they're a tournament team. Virginia Tech could be a tournament team. I think Furman and Old Dominion are probably postseason teams one way or another. Obviously, I think CSU is a postseason team. And Davidson as well. So pretty much your whole field, I think, will probably play one form or another a tournament in March.
It was nice to see for CSU in their last outing, too. Maybe they can carry that momentum into this tournament. Beating a Weber State team they're supposed to beat, but they beat them convincingly. 36-15 at the half, end up winning, 77-50 or 52. Those are, that was a nice one. You want to see, a couple of games early on, you wanted to see that. But like you said, maybe some of those teams are better than we thought. Weber State is a team that you really wanted to see CSU run the table with, and they certainly did that.
Yeah, definitely. It's always nice to see a young team learn how to do that, because some people I think kind of shrug and say, well, it's just a blowout. It is just a blowout. That's not going to be the top of their resume or anything. But to bury a team early and then not let them back in it is a nice thing, and it helps spread some minutes out as well. Get some other guys on the floor, so all good there. And like I said, the other teams they beat have gone and had good games after. Gardner Webb, Almost won at North Carolina, who's number one in the nation. So that was an eye-popping game. And then Southeast Louisiana, you know, we kind of shrugged and said, oh, you know, decent win. That team goes up into Laramie and beats the Cowboys. So that's why I say, you know, it doesn't matter how you're winning them. Just keep winning early.
Well, and like you said to start the segment, as crazy as college basketball is right now, I mean, if you can find yourself, you know, getting out of some of these storms, out of these messes with more wins, I mean, hey, you'll take it at this point. Who has kind of been, you know, three games, I know it's an early sample size, but, you know, consistently, who do you think is the guy right now for Colorado State? Obviously waiting to see when Isaiah is going to come back, but who is that guy at this point for CSU?
Yeah, I mean, one of the cool things is it's been several guys. I mean, Isaiah Rivera obviously had the game winner, and he's played really well. John Tanjay's had his stretches where he's really good. Jalen Lake, I think, maybe is playing the most consistent all-around ball. And then, you know, Patrick Cartier has been good inside. But, you know, I think the most important player is and has to be Tavi Jackson, the freshman point guard. And he's been probably better than we expected. And I know I've been really high on him, but he's, you know, scoring, he's shooting like 75%. He had the one game where he had like four turnovers, but the other two, he only had one each. So he's, you know, controlling the ball really well. And he makes some really electric plays. So I think, again, he's your most important player on this team, you know, for now until whenever Isaiah Stevens can come back, and he's really looking like a gem, like a, you know, a current and future big player for the Rams.
Yeah, be excited to see, you know, what that looks like a couple of games down the road, and how some of these players really continue to begin to step up more and more. Kevin, let's go back and look at the football side of things against the Wyoming Cowboys. And, man, it looked great for a moment. That defense gets a quick three and out, punts the ball, and Torrey Horton takes it all the way for a touchdown. And then the defense continues to just get stop after stop after stop against Wyoming. But, again, this offense couldn't figure it out and get in the end zone.
Yeah, really, really disappointing result for CSU. I mean, the Rams absolutely should have won that game. I think they outplayed Wyoming in basically every way, but a couple really – poor timed mistakes ended up costing CSU. You know, there was the CSU was up 10-0 and in the red zone, and you get a bad interception that, you know, if you had scored a touchdown and go up 17, I don't think that Wyoming team has come back from down 17 against CSU's defense, even though it was first half. And then the Torrey Horton fumble in the fourth quarter, you know, CSU just kicked a field goal, go up 6, and defense forces a three and out. You're thinking, okay, you know, ball back. At minimum, eat some clock. That defense playing well, and, you know, just unfortunate luck. You feel terrible for Torrey Horton. I mean, he's, you know, been by far the best player on this team, I would say, and to cough it up like that, you know, obviously, you know, he knew it's the last thing he wanted to do, but, you know, that's football. So just a game CSU, you know, should have won. They still had a late field goal attempt, you know, just 40 yards that they missed to go ahead, and, you know, just huge, huge mistakes. Like you said, the offense, they again moved the ball, but couldn't do it in the red zone. It's kind of the same story every week, it feels like.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, you start to think maybe this offense is starting to turn it around. You know, early in game, you see Clay connect with Torrey Horton downfield, and you're thinking, okay, this offense is starting to open up. But again, the same old, same old. Two games remaining for Colorado State, and coming up, they've got Air Force. And Air Force is a weird one for me to figure out, Kevin. I was really high on this team to start the season, and then they've just had a couple of hiccups down the road. Even in wins, they've had some hiccups down the road.
Yeah, they're hard to figure. You look at the record, and, you know, 7-3, that's plenty nice. You know, they could get to 10 wins if they went out and win their bowl game. That's nothing to bat your eye at, but just 3-3 in Mountain West play. Haven't really looked good against the top teams. Obviously, there's the probation for the, you know, recruiting violations hanging over everyone's head, and not really anyone in the stadium, you know, other than for, you know, service games. It seems like it's kind of a weird situation of it's a pretty decent team, but people aren't excited about them, and even with their good record, it feels like a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, no question. We'll see if they can battle it out with the Falcons. Another trophy game coming up, a rivalry game. So find a way to win this one. And again, you still you're somewhat happy. You're finding a positive in, for the most part, what's been a very rough season. Kevin, I'm looking forward to Rams Weekly coming up. We'll dive into all things Colorado State basketball, Colorado State football. So much to discuss. Looking forward to our chat, my friend.
Yeah, excited to be in there and talk all things CSU.
All right, my man. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, on 1251 The Time. We'll take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number two. Coming up in the third hour, got the Thursday night special coming up. And for those of the diehard hooligans, the Hall of Famers, you already know who I'm picking. You already know who I'm picking. Tell me why you should already know. And I'll read a couple of texts when we come back. It's the whole show. Live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.